I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of the 3ND Signs in Sports Podcast. I'm happy to be back with you guys again. As you know, we have upped our production to, you know, producing a lot more podcasts for you guys, a lot more content for you guys now that we are free from music, free from, you know, the 3DFFL finishing back in, I believe, December. And we took a couple months off. We stuck with the Mia Made It podcast. We produced one podcast a month for those couple months where we were covering the WWE Premium live events with Mia Made It, the youngest podcaster out of Falfurrias, Texas, the 14-year-old podcast prodigy, I should say. But guys, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being here for another one. Before we even get started, guys, give us a follow on Spotify. At the 3ND Signs in Sports Podcast. 3ND Signs in Sports Podcast. Give us a rate. Review the episode. Give us a star rating. And leave a comment if you would like to. Also, if you want to, you know, email us. Excuse me. If you want to email us and ask us any questions, make any comments on the show, good or bad. We don't really care, as we say all the time. You guys can contact us at the official email of the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast. That is signsandsportspodcast@gmail.com. You guys drop your comments, drop your questions, send us your reviews, your critiques, whatever the case may be. Or if you want to get on and talk about any sports, if you want to get on and talk about fantasy football, you know, later in the year in September, we're all ears and we're all here, you know. But before we officially get started with this show, you guys give us a follow. You already know we have to shout out every one of our platforms. We work hard over the last 8 years. We've worked really hard to, you know, give you guys the best that we have, the best that I have. And we have created platform after platform after platform. And you guys can follow us. Most of our work and most of our headquarters ultimately and overall is on Facebook. So on Facebook, you can follow us at Design Individually Gifted. That is my music page. You can follow us at Day One Vibes. That is the official page for dayonevibes.com. You can follow God is Fixing Things Every Day for a little bit of faith, inspiration, and motivation. Gifted by Design is a merchandise line that we are fixing to get up and going, where it will hold, that page will hold all of the merchandise that we have, whether it's for Mia Made It, whether it's for the 3DFFL, whether it's for Design Individually Gifted, the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast, Not Just a Voice, whatever the case may be. Gifted by Design, Gifted and Gorgeous, of course, one of the hottest, literally and figuratively, the hottest pages on Facebook. You guys go follow that. Gifted and Gorgeous, Not Just a Voice. We got Not Just a Voice, the podcast coming, you know, maybe, you know, sometime later this year. We also got Future American Leaders of Texas, where we contributed to the 2024 election through the Faltex Voter Project for 2024. You can follow the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast page. And also, of course, as I talked about, the 14-year-old podcast prodigy, go ahead and follow Mia Made It on Facebook as well. Guys, thank you for jumping in. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being here for another podcast episode. As you know, this is the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify. You guys, you know, I enjoy it. I enjoy podcasting. I enjoy being on a podcast. I enjoy giving you guys things that we can listen to and things that we, you know, ultimately do or don't care to listen to, but it kills the time and it passes time for us. So today on this episode, we will be talking about the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast. I don't know why I said that, but, you know, go follow the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast. But today on this episode, We will be talking about free agency. This is the free agency episode for 2025. As everybody knows, free agency is about to kick off very soon. On this episode, we will be talking about the top 10 free agent wide receivers. We will be talking about the top 10 free agents available on both sides of the ball, offense and defense. And at the end, we will be talking about if any of these players for the Dallas Cowboys, because as you know, that's our favorite franchise, our favorite organization, our favorite team on this podcast. And as I said, we will be talking about if any of these players or which of these players or how many of these players we would like the Dallas Cowboys to pursue, consider, or sign. So we'll be talking about the top 10 free agent wide receivers first. That's what we'll be getting into first, just to kind of, as everybody knows, wide receivers kind of make the biggest splash in free agency. And then we'll be talking about the top 10 free agents overall that are available on the offensive side of the ball and on the defensive side of the ball. Guys, give me 1 second. Let me go turn off my fan because I can kind of hear it in the look. Oh, no, you can't. Okay, that's cool. It gets a little warm in the studio when we're recording. Can't really have the air condition on. So we have our little silent fan running. But whatever the case may be, guys, we are here. Welcome back to the show. Welcome to another episode. And as I told you guys, we are going to be ramping up the production of episodes as we continue to get closer and closer to the 3DFFL season, where you will be getting 17 straight episodes of fantasy football content, plus the Mia Made It series once a month, where we will be talking about the WWE premium live events. So we are going to start, as I said, with the top 10 free agent wide receivers. We'll be talking about the names, we'll be talking about the teams, and we'll be running them down from 10 to number 1. And I guess when we're done covering wide receivers, free agents available, offense and defense, as I said, we'll be talking about who we would advise the Cowboys to consider and or sign. So top 10 free agent wide receivers, guys, from 10 to 1, we got number 10, De'Ami Brown for the Washington Commanders / Redskins. I don't know if they're going to bring that name back ever, but as you know, we like to honor history. We like to honor and pay homage to the original team name, and there are whispers around the NFL internet community where they might just bring that team back. So the Washington Commanders, De'Ami Brown, number 10. Number 9, we got the Dallas Cowboys, Kevontae Turpin. Actually, guys, yeah, I am going to turn off the fan because I could hear it every time I take a breath or anything. So give me 1 second. All right, as I said, 1 second. But regardless of how long that took. All right, guys, where were we? Number 10 on the list was De'Ami Brown for the Washington Commanders / Redskins. We got Kevontae Turpin for the Dallas Cowboys at number 9. We got Darius Slayton, number 8, for the New York Giants. We got Marquise Hollywood Brown, number 7, for the Kansas City Chiefs. We got Keenan Allen, number 6, for the Chicago Bears. At number 5, we got DeAndre Hopkins, Kansas City Chiefs as well. Number 4, Amari Cooper for the Buffalo Bills. Number 3, we got Stephon Diggs, and I can't wait to talk about Stephon Diggs. For the Houston Texans, Chris Godwin at number 2 for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers was actually pretty surprising. Chris Godwin, a real big threat for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and probably going to make some good money in free agency wherever he ends up going. And then of course we got number 1, T. Higgins for the Cincinnati Bengals. Guys, this is the top 10 free agent wide receivers per Fox Sports NFL writers. This is Fox NFL, NFL on Fox on Instagram. You guys go give them a follow. Shout out to the NFL on Fox for the graphic. Out of these 10 players, guys, we, as I said, De'Ami Brown, Kevontae Turpin, Darius Slayton, Marquise Brown, Keenan Allen, DeAndre Hopkins, Amari Cooper, Stephon Diggs, Chris Godwin, T. Higgins. I wanted to talk about who we're going to sign, but that's okay. I don't know who De'Ami Brown is. Kevontae Turpin, obviously, I know who that is. Darius Slayton, I know who that is. Marquise Hollywood Brown, Keenan Allen, DeAndre Hopkins, Amari Cooper, Stephon Diggs, Chris Godwin, T. Higgins. And from 1 to 10, of course, T. Higgins, Chris Godwin, Stephon Diggs, Amari Cooper, DeAndre Hopkins, Keenan Allen, Marquise Brown, Darius Slayton, Kevontae Turpin, and De'Ami Brown. That is the top 10 free agent wide receivers going into 2025. And the top 10 free agents available. Actually, before we get into that, let's just give a little bit of opinion. We don't, as I say on every episode, we like to let the graphic do most of the talking. We like to let the people reporting and do most of the talking, which is in this case, Fox Sports NFL writers. But T. Higgins, if I'm not mistaken, might be under a franchise tag, the second franchise tag from the Cincinnati Bengals. And if not, he is possibly in consideration for receiving his second franchise tag from the organization, which would be, I believe last year he made $21 million. This year he'll be making $26 million. Chris Godwin, again, we talked about it, impact player, can't 100% stay healthy, so I can understand the lack or reluctancy to part ways with him. But nonetheless, when he is healthy, he is an impact player in every sense of the word. Stephon Diggs, one of my favorite players actually on this list, and gonna be one of my favorite players to talk about in this entire episode. Amari Cooper. Very surprised that Amari Cooper is still somebody who is ranked as high as he is when it comes to free agency. A productive player, somebody who, you know, hasn't fallen off so much. Spent a lot of time in Cleveland, went to the Buffalo Bills. Didn't have too much success with the Buffalo Bills, but at the same time, you know, there was a lot of weapons on the Buffalo Bills between the tight ends, between the running backs, Josh Allen, obviously. And a couple wide receivers here or there where Josh Allen kind of spreads the ball around a little bit, doesn't necessarily pinpoint a wide receiver one in any case, outside of Stephon Diggs back in, what, 2021? We got DeAndre Hopkins. Not a lot to say about DeAndre Hopkins, guys. If I'm being honest, I believe maybe probably there's a very high possibility that he might be past his due date. You know what I mean? I'm actually surprised he's not retiring. I would be interested to see if he ends up anywhere. I wouldn't doubt it if the Cowboys go try to sign him for a year, you know, $1 million or the veteran minimum, whatever the case may be. But I'll be interested, and I'll be keeping an eye on DeAndre Hopkins to see if he gets signed in that first wave of free agency. Keenan Allen, another big question mark, somebody who has dealt with injuries in his career. But when he is on the field and when he is healthy, another productive, impactful wide receiver, high target volume when he played with LA, good fantasy football receiver to have had at one point, and very productive as I talked about. Marquise Hollywood Brown, one of the most, I think, intriguing options on this list. I'm not 100% sure what's going on with his health, with his injury history. If I'm not mistaken, he's pretty injury prone. But Marquise Hollywood Brown, if he can get healthy, if he can find a place where he is, I mean, playing with Pat Mahomes, I mean, what more can you ask for, right? But Pat Mahomes had a lot of different wide receivers coming in and out. He had his guy with Travis Kelce. They kind of had a okay little run game going. And then again, Juju Smith-Schuster, Kadarius Toney, Marquise Hollywood Brown, a lot of people to distribute the ball to. never really got his fair share. And I think, well, fair share or not, he never really got the share. And I would like to assume or think that that ended up coming down to, again, lack of health. Darius Slayton, somebody who was fairly productive with the New York Giants, youngish, if I'm not mistaken, 27, 26 years old, whatever the case may be. Another person that, if he finds the right spot, could be fairly productive. Not wide receiver one by any means. Probably wide receiver two if he goes to the right spot. Wide receiver three more likely. Kevontae Turpin, he's a gadget guy. I don't anticipate he'll be a wide receiver three, wide receiver two anywhere. Definitely not a wide receiver one. He's a, you know, solid multiple time Pro Bowl special teams guy. If a team needs a spark in their special teams, Kevontae Turpin's your guy. Deami Brown, I know nothing about him. I'm not gonna sit here and lie to you or even try to make anything up about Deami Brown because I don't know. But yeah, those are my base surface level opinions on each of these guys. T. Higgins, obviously the crown jewel. If he hasn't gotten franchise tag or if he doesn't get franchise tagged by the Cincinnati Bengals, probably going to be the most sought after wide receiver on this list. Top 10 free agents available, guys. We're going to talk about offense and we're going to talk about defense. Let's start with the offense since we got some wide receivers in here and we got some people that we have already talked about. For the offensive side of the ball, guys, top 10 free agents available. We got T. Higgins, number one. I'm sorry, let's start backwards, right? But T. Higgins, number one. There you go. You're welcome. Amari Cooper, number 10, wide receiver. Number 9, Mekhi Becton, offensive guard. Number 8, Stephon Diggs, wide receiver. Number 7, Drew Dowman. Actually, let me pull up this graphic so I can tell you guys where these players played. Amari Cooper, Buffalo Bills, wide receiver. Mekhi Becton, with the Philadelphia Eagles in 2024. He's offensive guard. Stephon Diggs, wide receiver for the Houston Texans. Drew Dowman, he is a center. He played for the Atlanta Falcons in 2024. Offensive tackle at number 6, Alaric Jackson for the Los Angeles Rams. Offensive tackle, Ronnie Staley at number 5 for the Baltimore Ravens. Wide receiver, Chris Godwin for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at number 4. And finally, we got a quarterback on the list, Sam Darnold. Played for the Minnesota Vikings in 2024 at number 3. We have at number 2 offensive guard Trey Smith. And then of course, as I talked about and as I said, T. Higgins, number 1 wide receiver for the Cincinnati Bengals. That is from 1 to 10, guys. T. Higgins, wide receiver. Trey Smith, offensive guard. Sam Darnold, quarterback. Chris Godwin, wide receiver. Ronnie Staley, offensive tackle. Alaric Jackson, offensive tackle. Drew Dowman, center. Stephon Diggs, wide receiver. And Mekhi Becton, offensive guard, along with Amari Cooper at number 10 for wide receiver. Going into the defensive side of the ball, the top 10 free agents available, guys, we got, actually, I added one on here myself. He might end up being the number one on this list of the most sought after free agents on the defensive side of the ball, but he's not on the list. He's not on the graphic per Fox Sports, per NFL Fox Sports writers. So I just went ahead and threw him on there myself. Joey Bosa, edge rusher for the Los Angeles Chargers. Milton Williams, defensive tackle, Philadelphia Eagles at number 10. Byron Murphy Jr., cornerback for the Minnesota Vikings at number 9. Khalil Mack, edge rusher for the Los Angeles Chargers at number 8. Osa Odigizuwa for the Dallas Cowboys, defensive tackle at number 7. If I'm not mistaken, another guy who has possibly re-signed his contract and been extended by the Dallas Cowboys. Charvarius Ward, cornerback for the San Francisco 49ers at number 6. DJ Reed, cornerback for the New York Jets at number 5. Javon Hollins, safety for the Miami Dolphins at number 4. Edge rusher Josh Sweat at number 3 for the Philadelphia Eagles. Nick Bolton, tackling machine, linebacker for the Kansas City Chiefs at number 2. And of course, everybody knows the name, Zach Bond, linebacker for the Philadelphia Eagles at number 1. So going 1 to 11, I'm going to go ahead and put Joey Bosa number 1 because, you know, despite the injuries, despite the lack of playing time over the last 3 years and or lack of production, Joey Bosa could still be a very impactful player on the defensive side of the ball coming off that edge. And, you know, if he can stay healthy, one of the best edge rushers in the league when he is healthy and when he is playing to his potential. Officially and technically number 2, Zach Bond, linebacker. Nick Bolton, linebacker. Josh Sweat, edge rusher. Javon Hollins, safety. DJ Reed, cornerback. Charvarius Ward, cornerback. Osa Odigizuwa, defensive tackle. Khalil Mack, edge rusher. Byron Murphy Jr., cornerback. And Milton Williams, defensive tackle. So that is the top 10 free agents wide receivers. That's the top 10 free agents available on the offensive and defensive sides of the ball. So again, going back, let's just recap all of this real quick. Top 10 free agent wide receivers is T. Higgins, Chris Godwin, Stephon Diggs, Amari Cooper, DeAndre Hopkins, Keenan Allen, Marquise Brown, Darius Slayton, Kevontae Turpin, and Diami Brown. And the top 10 free agents available on both sides of the ball, guys, on offense, we got T. Higgins, Trey Smith, Sam Darnold, Chris Godwin, Ronnie Staley, Alaric Jackson, Drew Dowman, Stephon Diggs, Mekhi Becton, and Amari Cooper. On defense, on the opposite side of the ball, we got Joey Bosa, Zach Bond, Nick Bolton, Josh Sweat, Javon Holland, DJ Reed, Charvarius Ward, Osa Odigizuwa, Khalil Mack, Byron Murphy Jr., and Milton Williams. So, officially, and moving into the portion of this episode where we choose or we go through or decide or, you know, at least advise the Dallas Cowboys on who we would like for them to at least consider and or resign. I mean, I'm sorry, not resign, but sign or resign. Starting with the free agent wide receivers, guys, T. Higgins, obviously out of our price range. Chris Godwin, essentially out of our price range. Stephon Diggs, this is somebody that metaphorically, hypothetically makes sense. Stephon Diggs is a free agent. His brother Trayvon Diggs plays for the Dallas Cowboys. That, I think Stephon Diggs is the number one free agent that I would like to see the Cowboys pursue and sign. But, I mean, you never really know what is going to happen, especially with the Joneses. But I think Stephon Diggs uniting with his brother on the same team would be a story in itself. But Stephon Diggs, I don't think, is past his days of production. So Stephon Diggs would be somebody that I think the absolute main player on this list that I would like to see the Cowboys pursue, if nobody else. Not necessarily a complete, like, you know, a completely deep free agent class, but Stephon Diggs, if nobody else, make it happen. Being a number two to CeeDee Lamb, Stephon Diggs wouldn't be the worst tandem in the NFL. And as I said, if his production isn't completely behind him, I think it would make sense and it would make your offense better. Amari Cooper, I think, would be the, I think, is the more ideal option. As I said, Amari Cooper, DeAndre Hopkins, Keenan Allen, or maybe even Hollywood Brown. I wouldn't mind seeing Hollywood Brown. What do his injuries look like? What is his injury history? Is he able to stay on the field? Darius Slayton. I'm assuming the Cowboys are going to be looking at anybody from the 10 to 4 mark, which is De'Ami Brown, Kevontae Turpin, Darius Slayton, Marquise Brown, Keenan Allen, DeAndre Hopkins, Amari Cooper. But again, the prize, you know, the crown jewel of this list is, in my opinion, Stephon Diggs. Make it happen. Unite him with his brother. And, you know, that could be a spark to the chemistry, a spark in the locker room. It could be the story that leads this team to that chemistry they've been looking for over the last couple years. As I said, Marquise Brown could be interesting. Keenan Allen getting aging a little bit, kind of getting up there in age. Still productive if he can stay healthy. But Stephon Diggs, I'm going to go ahead and pick three of them. Stephon Diggs, Marquise Hollywood Brown, and I'm a little torn between Keenan Allen and Amari Cooper. DeAndre Hopkins, guys, as I said, I just think his run's over. I don't think he has anything left in the tank. He's not the same guy from Houston anymore. But if we're looking at a third option, just out of wide receivers alone, I think the Cowboys ultimately would go with familiarity. And they would end up going with Amari Cooper. But if I was running the team, try something new. You know, go with Keenan Allen. And I think, you know, adding wide receiver help is never a bad thing. But what do I know? I'm not a general manager. I'm just a guy who runs a podcast and makes music and does marketing. And, you know, I'm just a normal guy. So Stephon Diggs, Amari Cooper, Keenan Allen, Marquise Brown out of the wide receivers. Do they take a look at them? Do they have any interest? Do they consider at all? I know Dak Prescott just restructured his deal. I know CeeDee Lamb just restructured his deal. They want to win. How hard and how aggressive are they in free agency when it comes down to it? Stephon Diggs, Amari Cooper, Keenan Allen, Marquise Hollywood Brown could be the take. He could be the replacement for Kevontae Turpin as far as what they were looking for in him when it came to the offense. But can he stay healthy, I guess, would be the question. Let's go to free agents available, because I think the offensive side of the ball, this is going to be more ideally where the Cowboys are going to be looking, because when it comes to making that splash in free agency, unless any of these guys are willing to come on cheaper team-friendly deals, I think it's kind of hard to anticipate that it happens. But again, you never know. I mean, what do I know? You know what I'm saying? I'm in Falfurrias, Texas. I'm not in Dallas. I'm not in Arlington. I'm not in that front office. I don't know what they're thinking. I don't know what they're planning. But Stephon Diggs, man, make it happen. That's the one I want to see 100%. If you don't sign anybody else, sign Stephon Diggs, please. Jerry, Steven, do it for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm wearing my Cowboys hoodie right now. So I knew what we were going to talk about. I knew what we were going to do. You know, make it happen. The top 10 free agents available on the offensive side of the ball, guys. We got T. Higgins, Trey Smith, Sam Darnold, Chris Godwin, Ronnie Staley, Alaric Jackson, Drew Dowman, Stephon Diggs. As I said, I'm going to go ahead and circle that name because that's the one we already know who I want to look at. Amari Cooper, I'm going to circle that one too, because most likely they're going to make that reunion happen, and that's going to be our splash of free agency, you know what I mean? The number 4 free agent in the wide receiver market. But if I know the Cowboys, with the retirement of Zach Martin, we got Trey Smith, an offensive guard. We got Ronnie Staley, an offensive tackle, Alaric Jackson, offensive tackle, Drew Dowman, center, and Mekhi Becton, offensive guard. So with the retirement of Zach Martin, I'm going to be looking here at the number 2 player on the offensive free agents. That's Trey Smith, offensive guard. Trey Smith, I think, is somebody, if they're willing to spend the money and if they're willing or if they're even considering spending any money in free agency, I think an offensive guard is what they're going to be looking at. If you're not looking at Trey Smith, 100% Mekhi Becton is going to be who I would advise, who I would consider 100% for the Dallas Cowboys. Mekhi Becton just coming off of a Super Bowl run, just coming off of a Super Bowl victory with the Philadelphia Eagles, you know, bring that Super Bowl experience to the team. And then at the same time, you know, he started his career off at left tackle, moved over to right tackle. He was playing right guard for the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl. So who did we lose? Zach Martin. What position did he play? Right guard. So on the offensive side of the ball, as I said, if you're not looking at Stephon Diggs, if you're not trying to make that magic happen with him and Trayvon, if you're looking at just Amari Cooper and trying to make that reunion happen, you know Amari's going to come for cheap. I'm looking at Mekhi Becton. If you're trying to sign two fairly cheap players, I don't know if Mekhi Becton will come for cheap, especially coming off of a Super Bowl. I don't know if he will come for cheap. You know, he's number nine on the list of offensive players available. Not necessarily low when we're talking about the top 10 players. He still could command a pretty big deal. He's not necessarily old. He's aging, but he's not old. Typically old for the offensive line position, right guard? Mekhi Becton, Amari Cooper, Stephon Diggs, Trey Smith, Ronnie Staley, if I'm not mistaken, a little bit old. Alaric Jackson could be interesting if you're looking for a tackle. You know, they just drafted a tackle recently. Right tackle, I'm not 100% sure who they got out there. I'm not 100% sure. But if you're looking at a tackle, what I'm trying to say, I guess, ultimately is the Cowboys like to shop cheap. So out of these 10 players, if they can even afford them, if they're even in their budget, and if a team doesn't outbuy them, Amari Cooper. I think Stephon Diggs is that magic waiting to happen. I think it's the storyline of the year, at least for the Cowboys. If you're trying to make something happen, I can't imagine Stephon Diggs is going to give up any money unless it's to go play with his brother. You know, Cowboys aren't too far away from being Super Bowl contenders with the talent that they have. We'll see how the coaching staff comes together. We'll see if they're better than Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy had his moments. There's a reason I didn't watch the NFL last year, guys, and it was the fact that the Cowboys absolutely sucking was not on my list of things that were going to happen in the 2024 season. But going into 25, bringing Stephon Diggs brings a little bit of that glitz and glamour back, or bringing in somebody like Mekhi Becton or Trey Smith would help re-solidify that line, or at least start to re-solidify that line. You know, they got, I think, a number 12 pick in the draft. They could draft offensive line as early as number 12, which is, again, what I'm kind of expecting and anticipating them to do. But Stephon Diggs, Mekhi Becton are going to be the two people that I want the Cowboys to look at, and I want them to make sure, are those two things not something that you can make happen? And if you can, are you willing to spend the money to make it happen? On defense now, as you know, we got a pretty good defense. We got Zach Bond, Nick Bolton, Josh Sweat, Javon Holland, DJ Reed, Charvarius Ward, who has played for the Cowboys before. He got traded for, if I'm not mistaken, a 6th-round pick, and has been a fairly productive player for each team that he ended up going on to play for. Kansas City Chiefs, ended up playing in the Super Bowl, went to the San Francisco 49ers, if I'm not mistaken, ended up going and playing in another Super Bowl. So, Charvarius Ward, with that Super Bowl experience, do you bring him back? Would he be cheap? Would he be expensive? I don't think the Cowboys are necessarily going to go that route, but Osa Odighizuwa, as I said, I believe they re-signed him and they got a deal done there. Khalil Mack is an interesting one. Again, aging. But pairing Khalil Mack with Micah Parsons, does Khalil Mack still have anything left in the tank when it comes to edge rushing? Didn't watch the NFL this year, so I don't know what Khalil Mack's stats ended up being. But if Khalil Mack is anything, any semblance of himself from when from his Raider days, you know, could be. Yeah. No. I don't know. You know what I mean? But Byron Murphy Jr., I don't think the Cowboys are looking for a DB in free agency. Milton Williams, defensive tackle for the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, hey, you know, the Cowboys are always looking for defensive tackle help. They just re-signed Oso Digazua. Like I said, I don't necessarily know that they're going looking for another defensive tackle in free agency. Might just handle that through the draft. But Joey Bosa. I mean, guys, for me, it's simple. I'm sorry. For me, it's simple. Go get Joey Bosa. You know what I'm saying? The name, the production in the past. I understand the injury history is kind of not necessarily what you would like to pay or take a risk on. But if I'm a if I'm an amateur GM, which I'm assuming the position of today on this episode, I'm looking at Zach Bond. But I mean, again, Zach Bond's going to be out of their price range. There's no way they're going to get Zach Bond. I'm just going to put that out there now. Nick Bolton, tackling machine, again, out of their price range. Put that out there right now. Josh Sweat coming off of the edge, very interesting, but he will be priced out of the Cowboys market. DJ Reed, Javon Holland, not looking for a DB. Charvarius Ward might have interest in coming back to the Cowboys. I don't know if he has ill feelings towards them for being cut in the first place, being traded in the first place. Oso Digazua, obviously, they already signed him. I'll go ahead and circle his name right now. But the ones I'm looking at, guys, like I said, I'm interested in defensive line help altogether. So I'm looking at Josh Sweat coming off of a Super Bowl. Again, priced out of the Cowboys' price range. Javon Holland, DJ Reed, Charvarius Ward. Cowboys aren't looking for DB help, and I'll be surprised if that's the route they go. Oso Digazua is already... he's already cashing his check at the bank. You know what I'm saying? He's already, dude already has probably $40 million in his bank account right now. So we're not talking about him. We are looking at Khalil, and we're looking at Joey Bosa. And you know, like I said, the dark horse will be Milton Williams. But this is the top 10, guys, like I said, of the defensive players. Not necessarily going to come cheap. But if the Dallas Cowboys being a contender is anything, will they still be looked at as a contender after last year's performances? I'm not necessarily sure. I'm not 100% sure. But if they are, dark horse candidate Milton Williams, if they decide to spend any money at all in free agency. If I'm not mistaken, I just saw Jerry Jones come out and say aggressive in free agency was probably the wrong word to use. You know what I mean? So there's that, you know, make with that what you will. We all know what that means. We all know what's coming. They're going to be waiting for day three of free agency, third wave free agents. And yeah, we already know. We get it. You know what I'm saying? We have enough experience with this front office that we understand what's going to happen. But Khalil Mack, Joey Bosa, that's who I'm looking for. If you have any interest of making an impact on your defensive line, those are going to be the two guys right there to do it. Those are going to be the two guys, even name value alone and attention they're going to command. If I'm not mistaken, the Dallas Cowboys got rid of DeMarcus Lawrence. They might have, I believe they voided his contract and he is officially out the door. And DeMarcus Lawrence was one of those players that his statistics, his production was not showing up on the stat sheets. He was somebody who would force pressures. He was somebody who, you know, was attracting a lot of attention, opening up the field for other people. But without DeMarcus Lawrence, how much does Micah Parsons, how much help is Micah Parsons having? You know what I'm saying? I don't think Oso Digazua is going to be enough to take the attention off of Micah. And if Micah does take that attention, I don't know that Oso is going to be able to capitalize on that. lack of attention and make that production happen the way you would want a defensive tackle like Jalen Carter to do. Because make no mistake, Oso Digazua is not Jalen Carter. Now, could he shock the world? Can he be highly productive next year? Could he be much more impactful than anybody is anticipating? Yeah, 100%. Do I see it happening? Only in my dreams, but I hope. You know, hey, man, fingers crossed. I'll keep my eyes open for you, Osa, number 97 on the defensive line. Let's go get it. Let's, you know, make some noise, create some chaos down there. But as I said, Khalil Mack, Joey Bosa, I can't stress it enough. Most likely, guys, being completely transparent, priced out of the Cowboys market. It's not going to happen. They'll have to make more restructures. I don't even think they have many players that they'll be able to restructure. Maybe extending Micah Parsons might give them a little bit more money. You know, maybe 7, 8 million, maybe 11. I'm not really 100% sure how that's going to work. But, you know, maybe restructure Trayvon. I'm not 100% sure, you know, but the players I'm looking at on the offensive side of the ball, as I said, I'm looking at Stephon Diggs and Mekhi Becton. And on the defensive side of the ball, I'm not looking at anything else other than defensive line guys. And that's going to be Khalil Mack. And that's going to be Joey Bosa. So that being said, Jerry Jones, Dallas Cowboys, front office, make it happen. At least I want to see Stephon Diggs on the Dallas Cowboys roster next year as a wide receiver too. So yeah, that about wraps up the free agency episode for 2025. This was the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast. Guys, thank you for tuning in. And also, again, like I said before, and like I have been saying, if you would like to join the 3DFFL in September, you know, the newest and most exciting fantasy football podcast on Spotify, the newest and most exciting fantasy football league on Spotify being covered on by a Spotify podcast. Guys, we start recruiting in May. We start recruiting in June. But if you do hear this and you are interested, hit me up at Designed Individually Gifted on Facebook and I can get you a spot and I can get you locked in there already right now. As long as you have the money, we have $25 tiers, we have $50 tiers, we have $100 tiers, and we have $250 tiers. As I said, $25 tier gets you your buy-in to the league, and it gets you access to the Facebook group chats, the community group chat, and your league group chat. The $50 league gets you your buy-in to the league, access to the community group chat on Facebook, your league group chat, and also the Discord. $100 gets you access to all the above. Buy into the league, Facebook group chat, Discord, Facebook group chat for the community and for your league. And then it gets you into the Discord. And also, $100 gets your league on the podcast where your league is being talked about for 17 weeks, 18, 19, 20 weeks, however long the fantasy football season is. And you have an opportunity to jump on the show, talk a little bit of trash, you know, talk about your team, brag about your team, talk about the podcast, talk about the league, how much fun you're having, because let's be honest, it's a great time. And then, of course, the $250 league is a new tier that we're creating this year. It gets you all the above, your buy-in to the league, your access to the Facebook group chats, your access to the Discord, gets you on the show, gets your league on the show, gets your team talked about, and it gets you entered into a giveaway where we will be looking at giving away a t-shirt, a 3DFFL t-shirt, a 3DFFL tumbler cup. You know, it has a little speaker attached to it. It'll have the 3DFFL podcast logo on it and also a 3DFFL koozie. So you can get your name in there to receive those prizes and possibly win all three of those prizes as well. We're also going to be offering championship rings, you know, possibly. I misspoke there. We're still working on the format, the structure of what we're going to do for the tier, but we do know that $250 league will get you in the running for that giveaway. But we got 2-3 months to figure it out, and guys, we will. But like I said, if you want to get in the Discord, say you wanted to get in the Discord community today, what's the difference between the $25 league and the $50? It's a Discord. What's 50 minus 25? It's 25. It's a flat rate of $25 if you would like to jump in the Discord and not play in the leagues. That would be sent to the Signs and Sports podcast. Just hit us up. Let us know that you would like to get in on it. Hit us up at the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast on Facebook. Or hit me up directly at Design Individually Gifted on Facebook and we can get you in there. Guys, thank you for tuning in. It was another episode. I thoroughly enjoy doing these episodes for you guys. Gives me something to do in my free time. Continues to build the business. Continues to expand the platform. Make it more substantial. And we appreciate you guys for, as I said, tuning in, listening, and we hope that you guys continue to listen every time that we drop a podcast and continue to watch us grow. This is the newest and most exciting and fastest growing podcast on Spotify. We appreciate you guys, and hey, we'll catch you on the next one.
The realest underground entertainment, T-R-U-E, hashtag that, true. The realest underground entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? T-R-U-E, the realest underground entertainment, Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, D-I-G, J-B, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the realest underground entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the realest underground entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the realest underground entertainment. Get at your boys.
Superstar producer Chach with the heat. You need beats, he's got the heat. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment is the one that you need, the one that you need, the one that you need. Any music artist, any genre, Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Contact Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment on Facebook at Chach with the Heat, on YouTube at Chach with the Heat, on Day One Vibes in the store tab, and on Facebook at Mario Chavera, and again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chach with the Heat of the realest underground entertainment. Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rilo of the realest underground entertainment. Rilo. Get at your boy Rilo at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at Rilo361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from the realest underground entertainment, get at your boy Rilo of the realest underground entertainment, the realest underground entertainment, the realest underground entertainment.